to Access Mobile.
And Gerald GR.
What's happening? You ready for that storm this week?
Oh, from what I gleaned, you know, Dave, I don't see there's a big threat. I said 1 to 4 inches of rain. Night before last, we had 7.29 inches. It was unbelievable. There's a cell that just stalled right over the top of us. It's the most I believe I've ever seen in one rain down here. Usually you get an inch and then it quits, you know. But we'll just get a little bit outer bands, maybe. It's still pretty much up in the air. I always say only the good Lord and Mother Nature know exactly what's going to happen.
I don't think we're going to get much out of that storm. I was kind of being facetious. But yeah, now that rain the other night, boy, I got a little bit of water intrusion in my basement. I had to get my squeegee out some water. Not bad. I mean, nothing got ruined. But surprised the heck out of us. I went downstairs to check on the laundry. I'm like, oh, honey, you want to come down here? So we got out the shop back in the brooms and just kind of pushed whatever water came in back out. But yeah, that was some heavy rain. I'll tell you what. I kind of slept through it. I knew it was raining, but I didn't think we were going to get that much. My goodness. But yeah, that storm is, I think, just making landfall down here in Pensacola. It's supposed to go across Jacksonville and turn left and come up the coast. So yeah, you're right. We're going to get a little bit of the bands on the outskirts. So we may get a little bit of rain. Who knows?
If it stalls down there over Charleston and they get 20 inches... I've only been there once. We went down there. The kids took us down there years ago, and it's right there at sea level, and they're going to get really smacked hard if that stalls like they're determining it would. But at any rate, it was terrible here. My neighbor got water in his basement. We didn't get any. You're lucky to have a basement. A lot of houses here just don't have them. And we are, too. That was one of Bernice's demands. She wanted a basement. And I'm glad I listened to her. But the kids, before we moved down here, had a system installed for us called All Dry. And it's a trough that goes all the way around the basement and over to a sump pump. But I saw no evidence of this house ever being overcome with water. There wasn't any rust on the posts or anything. And so I was pretty satisfied that it wasn't going to. But boy, my neighbor priced that All Dry the other day, and it's went up about 3 times what it was when we had it installed before we moved in.
Now, we normally don't get any water, excuse me, we normally don't get any water issues in the basement. So, you know, it was a little bit of a shock. I think it came under the garage door a little bit, but I'm going to take care of that. I'm going to dig a French drain right outside the door and out a little bit to make it drain a little bit better. Other than that, you know, we should be in pretty good shape.
We lived through that for quite a few years. Bernice and I built a garage. It was a kit garage, 24 by 24. I'd never done anything like that before in my life, and I don't like woodworking. Electrical was fine. But we built that, and then we had asphalt laid in the driveway. Well, the idiots got it too high, and so it would drain back into the south side of the garage every time it rained very much. And I had about a 3 foot wide squeegee. But I'd have to, that was a pain in the butt, have to get out there and squeegee that out. And I put a seal on the door, which helps some. They make those. You can put them there instead of just bare concrete there. Or the seal on the overhead door. They make them that can go across there, which helped some, but it still didn't work. But there wasn't no getting them to come back to correct it, so we just had to live with it for years. And I'm very thankful we don't didn't have to hear. I've never heard that sump pump run over once or twice, and I think that was because the dehumidifier I run all summer in the basement, it pumps directly into that all dry system. And I heard it turn on one time, I think, in all the years we've been here.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing a dehumidifier down. My wife's got one in her room, down there, her workroom, to keep it dry. And I don't have air conditioning in the basement, of course, but, you know, I may have to invest in a dehumidifier, maybe one or two down in the basement just for the summertime. But I don't want to pay for the electric. You know, I mean, right now, CPW is killing us as it is.
Sure. Well, one thing I do, Dave, I built an 18-inch fan. I built a lot of them for the guys out in the shop where I worked at 32 years in a big machine shop, and it was very hot there. And I just bought a 18-inch blade and guard if they'd provide the motor. Well, then they started bringing in one horse and a horse and a half motors and stuff, and we didn't have 110 throughout the shop very much. It was mostly 223 phase and 483 phase. So I had to put a stop to that. But my buddy bought these motors from Old Salt, and they'd burn these motors up, and they were PSC motors. I think they're quarter horse, and they're 1725 RPM. But they were PSC, and I've checked these many times, and they're under an amp. And I leave that fan in the summertime going. Well, heck, that's like a Casablanca fan, you know. It just don't draw very much. Although years ago, Casablanca fans were about 3.5 amps when they first come out. But now they're less than 100 watts. But I leave that run, and then I also run the dehumidifier. In our basement, I had an extra cool air return put into the front room because these houses back in 89 that were built just had one, you know, cool air return in the middle of the house. So I had another one put in, and then I had two different drops put in for air conditioning. And, of course, Carolina Heating and that said, no, you can't do that. You got to put in these small ones, you know. Well, I did. It never gets above 78 degrees down there, Dave. And it didn't affect the air conditioning whatsoever. They've checked it every year. We don't now, but I'd like to get somebody to check it once a year. But at any rate, it really worked out great. I've never seen it above 78. And unless you bring the car in and the garage door's open, it's 100 degrees, it might go up to 80, but it very, very rarely. And the humidity stays about 45% down there or lower.
Oh, that sounds good. But listen, Tom, I'm pulling into the QT here. I got to take on a little bit of that high-priced liquid gold, so I will catch you a little bit later. Have a good day. Stay somewhat cool if you can, and I'll catch you a little bit later. KB2HX, that will be out of here.
Okay, Dave. Good to hear you this morning. I got a doctor's appointment, 10:30, a regular checkup here, so I got to get out of here, too, and this is 0TR clear.
All right, Tom, 73, KP2HXS.